Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. Hello, Santi. This is a solo mission. This is
how are we doing today? It's beautiful.
I feel like Neil Armstrong in the solo mission with a great team, Santi. You are the team. You are the everything. You are my dream. Okay. Thank you for being on the mic again, buddy. I miss you when you don't respond. Yeah. When I do those interviews and you walk away, I get so needy and lonely. So, Santi, I decided, because we're going to have some more guests, but
okay.
What I want to talk about, we talked about that book Range, which is interesting, but I'm going to expand on this, and we're going to talk about the value of being a multi-sport athlete, tactically, technically, emotionally, to help your game. So there's some great articles that I will discuss. When Jeff Fine did a great article on in Sports Star, and we're going to go over actually that article and a couple of articles from ESPN that are really good about being a multi-sports athlete. Now, do you think being a multi-sports athlete would help your game or hurt your game?
Depends on the two different sports. Like a lot of boys, sometimes they do like soccer in the fall and then tennis in the spring. Yeah. You know,
so this
helps
is perfect
with speed and stuff, but yeah. You know,
so the
help.
Two
yeah.
top things that will help your tennis, and Rick Macy wrote a great book called Macy Magic, who's a, you know, he taught the Williams sisters and everything. The top two things for tennis are basketball and soccer. Basketball,
help each other.
Basketball helps with your anticipation. Soccer helps with your change of direction and constant footwork, and so does basketball. So those are two huge things to do. And basically, this article by Paul Fine is stressing how important it is for you to do other sports because it's actually going to help your game. A lot of parents, are focusing on specializing too much and doing this singular sport when it's not really helping your game. You really, really, really should be either playing a second sport or a third sport to help your tennis. And we'll go through the litany. We can go through tons of athletes here. I'm going to go through the list.
Okay.
John McEnroe played 4 years of soccer for his high school, which is very important for your footwork. When Macy was training, in this article, was training Serena and Venus, he had them training with a Florida State boxing champion, number one ranked kickboxer, every day in a sandpit to keep their feet moving. So they were doing kickboxing. They'd also work with a hula hoop to improve their balance. Coco Gauff played basketball and ran track until she was 15. Fred Perry, if you know him, the old British player, great player. You don't know him? Of course you don't.
Yeah.
Was a obviously won, how many slams did he win? Won a slam in 38, but he said it was because of table tennis. He was a fantastic table tennis player, which helped him with his hand-eye coordination. It goes on and on. Then you have, of course you know who Ash Barty is, right?
Yes.
Ash Barty played what? When she stopped playing the first time. She's retired twice. She retired the first time because she was burnt out. And what did she play when she retired?
Pickle?
She played cricket.
Oh, cricket.
So cricket, and this is a direct quote from Macy, look at her hands, look at her racket skills, look at how she bends, look at her calmness when she volleys. Do you think that coming from just playing tennis? No, it comes from cricket. All of those things are very, very important in cricket. In 81, Martina Navratilova started training with Nancy Lieberman, if you know who that is. She was a professional basketball player, went to Old Dominion, great play. And all of those exercises that she worked on with Lieberman are all basketball training exercises, which helped her a ton. Okay. And she said, I quote, learning a game where the hoop is 10 feet high extended my tennis game tremendously.
Okay.
So you need to have other sports. Not even for, I mean, there's an article here talking about burnout and stress. Not even for the stress. You want to have the advantage tactically? Play other sports. It's very important to play the basketball, to play soccer. Those are two huge sports for hand-eye coordination. McEnroe, there's a quote here in this article of McEnroe who has an academy, has his New York academy. He says, parents keep coming up to me. He goes, I sit with parents, I tell them until I'm blue in the face, and they don't listen to me. They sit there like I don't know what I'm talking about when I say they shouldn't just specialize in tennis. They tell him he doesn't know what he's talking
about. Makes sense.
When he played soccer all the time. Macy said, some of the best players with great backhands played hockey, and that's why they have great backhands. I mean, Babe Ruth, All of them. I mean, there's a ton of them. I mean, you can go through a list of how many players played different sports between Jim Thorpe, Jim Brown, Bob Hayes. Remember, they all ran track. It's very important to do this. Now, here in this great ESPN article discusses the five reasons why you should have other interests in other sports.
Okay.
Number one, fewer overuse of injuries. Growing bodies can become overstressed by repetition of the same sport. A lack of rest and recovery year-round is very, very difficult. You need recovery. They say take 2 days off at least. These kids are playing way too much.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be playing that much. Less opportunity for emotional burnouts. Kids who spend so much time focusing on one sport and whose family are similarly solely focused risk tiring of the sport altogether. And we talked about that in the book Range. If you hone in on one sport too soon for your kid, they get burnt out of it. They don't enjoy it. And it just
keywords,
becomes something.
They don't enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
If you pressure them too much, that's yes. What I think.
Exposure to different kids. This is number three. Soccer friends with different will be different from swimming friends. Will be different from kids in your Taekwondo class. Exposing kids to different sports allows them to share teammate experiences and make memories of a diverse groups. It helps them to expand their social circle. So those are big things, too. You need the person to be normal. You have an... I mean, normal is a relative word, I guess, right. But you need those. I remember playing when I was, I don't know, oh God, I was eighth grade, ninth grade, and it was all tennis all the time. I think I said this story. I would train down in Florida. We trained for like 4 or 5 hours, and then we went to the beach.
Oh, you lived in Florida?
No, I didn't live in Florida. Oh, I just trained down there sometimes. Okay. You want to have little stories? Yeah. We'd go down. I think this one was in Hilton Head. But we'd train for 4 or 5 hours, and then we'd go to the beach to relax, and the father would come and take the kid and go, "Lo, let's go. We got to keep playing."
Oh,
he just
God.
Played 5 hours.
Yeah.
And the kid wasn't happy, dysfunctional, a lot of anger. Like, the extra hour is not going to make a difference.
Yeah.
You have to understand the balance, and most of it comes, and Macy said in a quote here, comes from the parents. Like, he believes, actually, the parents get more burnt out because they think all their kids are going to Wimbledon at 12, and they just push them way too hard. You can't do that for kids. So number four, exposure to different roles. Being a bench player on a basketball team is a different experience than being a starting pitcher on a baseball team. It's an opportunity to broaden their experiences socially and developmentally. It's an opportunity to become a better competitor and an all-around athlete. That's the kind of coach value because they are flexible, multi-dimensional, exposed to many situations, and coachable. Read that again. Exposed to many situations and coachable. You need to be well-rounded, exposed to many different things. Because when you eventually specialize and play a sport, there's going to be a lot of stress on that sport. There's going to be a lot of different nuances that you're going to have to deal with. You may have to play a different role in that sport, in that situation. And if you... Hey, it's a bit. Come on, come on in. Come on, let's do an interview real quick. It's perfect. I love it. pickleballs everywhere. You never know what's going to happen. That's why you have to be multidimensional here as well, Santi. You never know who could fly in the camera.
cameo.
And also, the last one is not putting all your eggs in one basket. Playing one sport limits your options. An injury, a bad experience with a coach, a reduced role. On a more competitive team can bring an abrupt end to a career. Such a small number of high school athletes play a college sport. Even fewer of them play a college sport, and even fewer of them have an athletic scholarship. If the goal is to play as long as possible, perhaps it makes sense to play as many sports. This is a great part. Derek Jeter, who played basketball in high school, before running the they all play different sports. This just goes on and on about how people did so many different things.
You gotta diversify.
Yes.
And then.
So it's interesting to say at the Strand Tennis Center podcast to not play here, go somewhere and do something else. But we're about them being better players, better athletes in the long term. I don't want the kid here every day. I don't want him here 7 hours a day. This is why this club is good, because the kids don't come here every day.
Yeah.
They come here once a week. They have a lot of different interests. And to me, they're more well-rounded. And again, the odds of being a professional athlete are super rare. The odds of being alienated and angered by friends and family are a lot higher than you being a professional athlete.
Yep.
So parents, don't push the kid too hard. Don't put them in one specialized sport too soon. And even if you have a goal for them to be a high-level athlete, they still should be playing other sports because it's going to help their game. Look at it as a tactic to make them a better tennis player. Mm-hmm. Basketball, soccer, those are the number two things you want to put your kids in.
A lot of sprinting in basketball.
Track is great, too.
Yeah.
Track is great, too. They, you know, again, Jim Brown, Jim Thorpe, Bo Jackson ran track, too. They all do those things. It's very important to do it. Track is a great thing, too. I think it could offer, you know, maybe less injuries. Basketball, people get worried about getting injured, you know.
Yeah, but lots of jumping. And
in stuff. A perfect world, if you could stay healthy and you're a really good athlete and you want to keep playing tennis, say, all year round, but you would play basketball during the winter months, and you play tennis twice, three times a week if you want to. And then you go back to in the spring, play you know, soccer's in the fall. Maybe you play lacrosse for your hand-eye coordination if you want to. If that's really the popular sport, too. And then you play some tennis two, three times a week. There's kids that are playing other sports right now that are coming in and playing tennis once a week, twice a week. It's not... The specializing is really, really... It really puts a lot of pressure on a kid. Because a family knows that they're putting all their money in this basket. They're putting all their effort into this one thing. It puts a lot of pressure on a kid. If a parent simply says, hey, play all these different sports, see which one you like. If you really like one, I'd like you to continue to play one or two sports until you get to the point where it's a good problem and the kid is so good that he's got to travel and play tournaments or things like that. And even on the road, you know, Kyrgios, they play basketball on the breaks. They do that all the time. It's important to do. So I just wanted to go over that in regards to specialization. You do not want to specialize. Read Rick Macy's book, Macy Magic. It's great. Read the book Range, which is fantastic. I think it's David Epstein, Daniel Epstein's great book. And it's the same thing. It hones in on not specializing until later and later in life. That's all I got today, Santi. I just wanted to make sure that parents knew that the kids should play multi sports. How about you? How's your day going?
I agree. Oh, the day's good. But I definitely agree on that because other sports definitely help you in other aspects of, you know, in terms of speed, coordination, stuff like that. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, the typical sports. You could try something that you really enjoy. Maybe you like fencing, you know, helps you with everything all around.
Just for that alone, just a different friend group.
Yeah.
Like, it's true. It's just socializing with a bunch of different friends.
Tennis is very, like, solo in a world. Well, you know?
I needed to get away from tennis people. When I was playing, it was just so, like, oh, my God, I want
to. It becomes like a job as a kid to become better and better. You need to escape and also, but still maintain your physique and agility and all these things.
Yeah, there was just a certain tennis mentality that you had to get away from. I couldn't understand, like, imagine living and breathing it every second, like that tournament kind of level play. Like, the kids are, when it's an individual sport like that, you don't play team sports, it becomes such a selfish, all about me sport, and you just get sick of it, and you need to get away from it. You need to break out of it because you just become so self-involved. That's why we were talking about this with Coach Vinny, when some of these kids are forced, and this is, I'm not going to call any clubs out, but we've discussed this, when they're forcing kids not to play on their high school team because you're a serious tennis player, you need to play here at this club and play tournaments. I think that's total bullshit. 99% of the kids are barely going to play in college. This could be their best experience ever on their on their high school team.
You'll look back. The best time is when you go on the bus and you go wherever. You don't even care who you're playing. You're just traveling on the bus with your friends.
It's an injustice for a club to worry about their money and worry about getting these kids to play when, wait a minute, how about you step back? Most of these people that own these clubs and run these clubs never played on tour, never played professionally. What are you talking about? Let this kid play in high school and enjoy himself.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things. Things will be pulling you from ever. Somebody will pull you to say, hey, you should do this. And most of it is for their own selfish reasons.
Yep.
You'll pump up a kid. Oh, you're going to be great. You should come here seven times a week. That's just total bullshit. Don't ever, ever listen to that crap. I mean, we're talking. I mean, look. how hard it is to play for like the University of Georgia or Wake Forest, any of these teams, it's ridiculous. I mean, a player here was, I mean, a Michael Sun who plays for Yale, like could have played for University of North Carolina, and they're great. But like he even understands, like, look, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to work in finance. And he's a super talented player. I mean, we're talking like you have to be at another level, in another world. And most of the kids should just enjoy playing on their high school team.
Agreed.
But that's it, Santi. I wish everybody well. I wish everybody would join a team, any team, chess club, whatever it may be, because it's really important to get a group of people that you have a goal that you achieve. And you get together and you try to achieve that goal, just like running a business. You want to have that kind of, I wish everybody to have a group of people that have the same sort of overall goal that they want to achieve something. And you say, I'm good at this, you're good at that, we're good at this. All seven of us come together and we achieve the one thing. And we all have our strengths and weaknesses. That's all I got, Santi.
Nice.
Keep acting, keep moving. Don't stop moving. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.